The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be discussing five spells from the wizarding world of Harry Potter. But before we get started, I want you to brace yourselves to the fact that these aren't just any old five spells. These are five of the most powerful, destructive spells the wizarding world has ever seen. Spells so formidable that by contrast even the notorious killing curse of Avada Kedavra pales in comparison. Now, within the wizarding world, magic can be leveraged for a wide variety of functions, from help with everyday tasks like cleaning, to picking locks, to teleportation. But perhaps one of the most important uses of magic in a tumultuous wizarding world that seems to face a new dark wizard every few decades is the ability to perform martial magic. That is, magic for combat. Now, in everyday context, martial magic is not necessary, but it certainly never hurts to be prepared for an invasion of Death Eaters or Dark Wizard Acolytes, and that's probably why most of these five powerful spells were created in the first place. Anyway, I won't dawdle any longer. Without further ado, here are five of the most powerful offensive spells in the wizarding world. 5. Entrail Expelling Curse. The Entrail Expelling Curse is fairly self-explanatory. It's a curse that forces your entrails, insides, organs, to be magically expelled, ripped from the body. The curse is incredibly lethal, and unquestionably, it kills you a lot more brutally than Avada Kedavra. The curse itself was invented by a certain Urquhart Rackharrow, a 17th century wizard that was purportedly a healer. Given that he is credited as the creator of such a brutal curse, I can only guess that he mistakenly created it without any sort of nefarious intent. In fact, it's theorized that the original intention of the curse, or spell in this case, was to expel blockages from entrails. However, somewhere along the way, someone must have realized the true destructive potential of this lethal curse. Rackharrow's portrait is hung in the Di Llewellyn ward in St. Mungo's Hospital. 4. Confringo Blasting Curses. In Harry Potter, there are a variety of different blasting curses. That is, spells which produce a sort of explosion on impact. From Reducto to Confringo to Bombarda, all of these spells bear the capacity to do extensive damage, particularly if they're aimed at a living thing. However, there are a few key differences separating them, with one in particular being much more dangerous than the rest. Reducto produces small explosions that are more focused and precise, often used for blowing apart specific structures or objects. Bombarda is similar to Reducto, but produces a slightly larger explosion. And Bombarda Maxima is an advanced version of Bombarda that creates an even larger explosion, capable of destroying thick concrete walls. The spell is notably used by Dolores Umbridge in the Order of the Phoenix to break into the Room of Requirement. But the most powerful blasting curse of all is a spell by the name of Confringo. Similar to the spells mentioned above, Confringo is also a blasting curse. However, what sets Confringo apart is its ability to cause almost, well, anything to explode in a fiery blaze. The spell is particularly useful against enemies who are hiding behind cover, and if it makes contact with a living thing, then you can be certain that it will be blown to pieces. The fact that this spell causes such a massive area of damage and has the capacity to blow up multiple people at once makes it much more lethal than Avada Kedavra, especially if we consider that the killing curse can be blocked via inanimate objects. But here's where the real fun begins. 3. Firestorm. Throughout the Harry Potter books and films, Dumbledore demonstrates his exceptional proficiency in the area of elemental magic on multiple occasions. Notable examples include his duel with Voldemort in the Ministry Atrium, as well as his encounter with the Inferi in the cave. But through all of Dumbledore's impressive displays of magic, one spell was able to stand out above the rest: Firestorm, also known as Fire Rope. But then, through the darkness, fire erupted. Crimson and gold, a ring of fire that surrounded the rock so that the Inferi holding Harry so tightly stumbled and faltered. Dumbledore was on his feet again, pale as any of the surrounding Inferi, but taller than any, too, the fire dancing in his eyes. His wand was raised like a torch, and from its tip emanated the flames, like a vast lasso, encircling them all with warmth. Firestorm, otherwise known as Lasso of Flames or Fire Rope, is an incantation that produces a large ring of fire from the caster's wand. When the caster moves, the ring of fire moves with them, and will effectively ward off anyone trying to hurt them. While the ring of fire circles them, the caster also holds the ability to shoot individual jets or balls of flames at their opponents. This ability pairs well with a spell by the name of Partus Temporis, which allows a gap in the flames for the caster to safely pass through. Dumbledore used this spell to ward off the masses of Inferi who were guarding the Horcrux. Even in his weakened state, this spell proved to be more than enough to serve its purpose, and I would place this spell well above Avada Kedavra in terms of power. 2. Fiendfire. Next up, we have another fire spell, Fiendfire. A vicious, dark, and powerful curse that produces massive enchanted flames which incinerate everything in their path. The flames produced by the curse are also known to take on the forms of giant fiery beasts. It was not normal fire. Crabbe had used a curse of which Harry had no knowledge. As they turned a corner, the flames chased them as though they were alive, sentient, intent upon killing them. Now the fire was mutating, forming a gigantic pack of fiery beasts. Flaming serpents, chimeras and dragons rose and fell and rose again, and the detritus of centuries on which they were feeding was thrown up in the air into their fanged mouths, tossed high on clawed feet, before being consumed by the inferno. Basically, Fiendfire destroys everything, and the sheer size and scale of this spell make it more dangerous than nearly every other spell in the wizarding world. 1. Protego Diabolica. Last up, we have Protego Diabolica, the most advanced form of the much more innocent shield charm Protego. In its most basic form, Protego produces an invisible shield around its caster that reflects spells. But just a few deviations away from this relatively innocuous spell is Protego Diabolica, the most destructive spell in the entire wizarding world, a spell that makes Avada Kedavra look like bluebell flames. We first witness Protego Diabolica on screen in The Crimes of Grindelwald, where Grindelwald casts it inside of the Lestrange mausoleum. Protego Diabolica has a few levels to it, but in its most basic form, the curse creates a ring of protective black fire around the caster, though it was blue in the film for visual effect, that instantly incinerates any of the caster's enemies. In this way, Protego Diabolica demonstrates the logical evolution of Protego, which is also a defensive spell. However, here's where it gets a lot crazier. You see, the spell is not just a static circle of flames. It has an offensive component as well. In the film, we see Grindelwald controlling the spell like a weapon, extending tendrils of black flames toward his enemies, these tendrils incinerating targets in the same manner as the black circle. But beyond these tendrils, the curse escalates even further, evolving into what can only be described as a fiery winged demon which causes destruction in its wake. It is mentioned that if the Fantastic Beasts protagonists hadn't banded together to stop this demon, then it would have destroyed all of Paris. Seems a lot worse than the killing curse to me. And that's it for this video. Did I miss any spells? Have any to add? Leave a comment down below. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and forget to live.